Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm the devil.
Welcome back. I'm Sophia Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules Rewatch podcast. Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Sometimes when we're talking, I'm like, wow, it sounds like we're on NPR.
I love when we say stuff at the same time.
Me too.
Makes me really, really, really happy.
Mind meld. Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
My sexiest and most unique thing this week is that I've been doing journaling in the morning.
Oh, morning pages.
Since we are pre-recording episodes, I've only been doing that for 2 days.
Okay. I love doing morning pages. So it's really good for you.
Yeah, it makes me feel better. As I said, like in our New Year's bonus episode, I wanted to start the morning with affirmations, but it's just, I don't like listening to them. 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 But they do make me feel awesome. But sometimes I listen, but I'm like, I don't like doing it.
Where do you get them from?
Spotify.
Oh, Spotify.
Tell you about them?
I don't think so.
It's one of them makes me laugh really hard because they're using the word awesome. Oh. And they mean like literally awesome, like inspiring awe.
Yeah, like.
But it's like, you are the most awesome person.
Thank you. You are totally rad as a person.
No, literally. You are sick as fuck. So I've been doing morning pages for 2 days.
Cool.
Which feels amazing. I've also been, I don't know, my morning routine has just been like better. Honestly, since this podcast, I've kind of fallen off my morning routine because a lot of the time now when I wake up, I just start editing the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but it's not good. It's not good.
It's not good for your brain.
To do that, no. And so I used to go to the gym in the morning and I've kind of been going now in the afternoon. And I, for the past couple of days, also have been going to the gym in the morning again.
Yeah.
And damn, does it make me feel good. I hate going in the afternoon. It's so busy.
I like going in the afternoon better, but that's just me.
Mine is just like so busy. And I just feel more clear of mind if I go in the morning.
Mm.
And I lose motivation if I don't go first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I just really don't like to shower in the middle of the day is my problem.
Wait, but wouldn't going in the middle of the day make it that you shower in the middle of the day?
No, then I shower in the evening.
Oh, I see. Oh, I have to shower immediately after I go to the gym. That's how bad I smell.
I
cannot sit around after that.
I have something to say in a second.
It's like I can't even sit on my bed after I come home from the gym because it will make my sheet smell. That's what we're working with on my end.
My sexy unique thing is really sort of connected to what we're speaking on right now.
Wait, I had one other thing to say that I forget. Oh, also just that like when I wake up, I'm literally filled with anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
And so it does help to just kind of clear the drain first thing in the morning.
That's what that's for. That's what morning pages are for. That's my therapist used to have me do that.
Yeah.
When I was having really bad anxiety, I had to wake up every single morning and like get it all out on paper.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to look at it.
I did mean my going to the gym, but the morning pages help also. Oh. But the gym helps more with the anxiety, if I'm being honest. Wait, do you want to tell me your sexy thing connects? Thing?
Oh, yeah. It's just that yesterday I bathed for the first time in a really long time.
Good job, Hannah.
Thank That's you. Awesome. Yes. Sort of sexy and unique. Well, I had that busy week last week, so I kind of fell off going to Blink. Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Whatever. I was busy.
You literally didn't have time.
Didn't have time.
You like literally didn't have time.
So I
Hannah was working like basically 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
So bad. So bad. Yeah. When I'm not really like working up a sweat, I don't smell like anything. One of my blessings. And
I wish. You know I'm back on my prescription deodorant, which I actually will tell you about after this. Please keep going.
I don't wear deodorant.
That is crazy. Neither does Leisha.
Yeah, I know.
I was editing the podcast laughing because I was like, Leisha is literally the third member of this podcast.
I know.
We talk about them so much, we need to have them on.
I know. Okay, so I like don't smell bad and my hair doesn't get greasy. Sorry, I'm the luckiest girl alive.
You are the luckiest girl alive.
Something really bad happens to me though where my hair doesn't get greasy, but it gets full of dandruff and it's like really horrifying. I was looking at it last night and I was like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. Anyways, so I hadn't showered in a really long time. We had like gone out, been to the club.
Yeah.
And I was just every day I was thinking.
That is really funny. You didn't shower after we went out.
I know. Every day I was thinking like, wow, I have to shower. Like I literally was at the club bumping and grinding with a bunch of gay guys. Like they got their sweat all over me.
Yeah. And they were mostly shirtless.
Yeah. But every night I was like, I'm tired.
Totally.
And I just kind of stopped being busy yesterday
to
be so honest. So yesterday I took a long ass bath.
That is amazing.
A really long bath with Epsom salt. And
that is literally so sexy.
And I ate an apple in there. And
oh my God, that's amazing.
And I had my water bottle. It was so long that I had to drain it halfway through and put more hot water
that's
in.
That's amazing, Hannah.
And then I took a shower and I loofed and I washed my hair with my dandruff shampoo. And I got out and I lotioned and I put my pajamas on. And then I got into bed and I went to sleep.
That is amazing.
And then as I was going to sleep, right when I turned my light off and closed my eyes, I hear somebody open my door.
Who could it be?
Leisha walks in. They said, "You got a package." I said, "I'm asleep."
Why would you tell me that right now?
It's like 1 a.m.
The lights are off. And it's like, it didn't just come.
I go, "I'm sleeping." And they go, "Okay, where do you want it?"
Girl, hello?
They handed it to me. I just put it right on the ground. You okay. Got a package.
1 a.m. It's like, okay.
Thank you.
The lights are off. Okay.
It really made me laugh.
You've got to start locking that door.
Hey, it unfortunately has to be open because Kim comes and goes in the night, my cat.
I see.
Okay, tell me about your prescription deodorant.
Oh, basically, so like when I was like going through puberty and high school, my dad insisted that I get on prescription deodorant because of how much I was sweating.
Your dad insisted?
Yep.
Wow. Sitting you down and having a talk.
Yep. There was like it was helpful. I also just like surely like wasn't cleaning my clothes enough. Whatever. I was kind of like whatever. Left to my own devices. I mean, there were some things with my dad where I was like, I'm over it. It's fine. And I was sweaty and I am sweaty. And then I started testosterone. This thing kept happening to me where I would wake up. I look crazy right now.
I'm going to work on my posture.
I literally look like my legs are broken. But
I know. You look, well, I look sweet, like a baby deer or a fawn. It's cute. Yeah.
I hope you guys are watching this. Okay. We post video content on the Patreon.
Wait. Okay.
Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, like, you can see my nipples through my shirt. So, like, that's kind of something you should look for if you.
Oh, yeah.
If you, like.
You can?
Well, just like the shape of them.
Sorry, Hannah.
The shape of them. Like, no, not the color or anything. No, just like when they get hard because I'm not wearing a bra. Totally. So like if you wanted to sign up for the Patreon, that's the kind of thing you would have access to.
Totally.
The shape of my nipple through my thick t-shirt.
Yeah. It's funny because it kind of suggests that you're wearing a t-shirt that maybe is like tighter. You're wearing like the baggiest graphic t-shirt.
I'm wearing
in the
a
world.
Huge, thick graphic tee.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, so I got on prescription deodorant in high school. Mm-hmm. It helps. It's mm-hmm. literally just, you're putting like essentially just acid on your armpits. It's not deodorant. It's a chemical that you're putting on your armpits. Mm-hmm. It does hurt. And it does itch a little bit. And I'll say that. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
This thing kept happening after I started testosterone where I would wake up, I would have my morning coffee, and then I would immediately start dripping sweat down my armpits. Immediately.
No.
In a way where it's like, okay, no. So now I'm having to take 2 showers a day because I have to take immediately a shower when I wake up and then one after I work out.
No. Oh, that is so boy coded.
It is. And it was gross. I told you I had a morning, or I don't know if I told you this, but I had a morning where I was wearing a sweatshirt and I got pit stains through
I
it.
Do
and I was like, okay, so I'm having a medical issue.
Hello? Can anybody help?
Can anyone help? And so I made an appointment with my doctor. I was like, listen up, girls. I used to be on prescription deodorant when I was in high school. I started testosterone. I've been sweating a lot again. Can I get back on that stuff? She was like, yeah. She was like, I can't guarantee that this will like help 100%. Like, I don't know.
Why?
If this will, I don't know. I don't know. Of course it has helped. Yeah. It already helped. I'm sweating way less already.
You're not so strong that even prescription deodorant can't control it.
And she was trying to say like, maybe the testosterone will override. I'm like, I don't know how, because what this does is it's a chemical that you put on your armpits or wherever that just dries them out.
Yeah.
Anyway. She was like, I can't guarantee that this will help. So if it doesn't, we might have to reevaluate the testosterone. And I was like, no, girl, I would rather be a sweaty guy than a girl.
Yeah, let me sweat. Let me sweat then. So I mean, that is just, she's fear mongering.
Well, that is just someone where it's like, you don't have any trans people that you talk to in your, it's not Cal Nord. It's my other doctor.
Is it the same doctor though, that was like, I'm really sorry, you might not be able to grow a beard.
No, that was Cal Nord.
Okay.
No, this is my doctor where I'm just like, I'm sure barely see any trans clients why, in what world would someone stop using testosterone because
of the sweat?
And the sweat was a lot, but it was still manageable. It's like, that's not going to deter me.
Well,
obviously.
Also like there are just like other routes to take. If the prescription deodorant doesn't work, you can do that thing where you can get Botox in your armpits.
Said. Well, that's she was saying. I know she was talking about that too. And so I thought what she was going to say is like, if this doesn't work, we can try the other stuff. But she was like, this doesn't work, we can reevaluate the testosterone. And I was like, you just gave me alternative options. Yeah. What are you talking about?
She's
anyway, I got it.
Checking
and it's helped.
To make sure you really want to be on that stuff. If you're sure.
It's okay. So strange. So anyway, I've been sweating a lot less, but yeah, it does make your armpits hurt and itch.
Okay. I also had two things to say to the listeners.
What? Well, of course, first of all, you can sign up for our Patreon if you want.
Please.
We do weekly bonus content.
Yeah, we do.
I have a couple corrections.
What?
One, I was laughing about La Caverna.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. I would like to issue a massive apology to Bran Flakes.
Him a dastardly alcoholic.
Is that in it?
Fuck. He's not going to listen.
He's not going to listen.
No way he's going to listen to the podcast.
I am shocked. Okay. Anyways, we posted a clip about La Caverna.
This club that Hannah said that she had seen from this guy Bran Flakes on TikTok.
And like tagged him in
it. I tagged him because I was like, maybe this will help it get views.
And it's our worst performing video.
Oh yeah,
video
it has like 12
so
likes
long.
And a comment from him.
And he saw and he commented and he was like, what's La Caverna?
Okay, girl.
Okay, you're lying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who did I see? If not
it
you,
Bran
Flakes.
Must have been someone else.
It was. It had to
we
be
We had
some
a comment exchange and then he was like, she probably thought I was talking about this place. And I was like, my friend's not an idiot. That looks nothing like a cave. Like, no, you no. just thought it was so. It was just someone else.
Yeah, literally. I mean, like, I know what I saw. I saw La Caverna. I guess I got the gay guy wrong.
But what's La
my
Caverna
bad.
Made me laugh so hard.
What's La Caverna?
Okay, and he responded so fast.
I know. I fucking have beef with him now. JK.
The other two things I wanted to say. I have some information for people. Someone DM'd us, Gina, at Gina. I just remembered I have Sheena Tooth Tea and I need to share it.
Oh yeah. Wait, shout out Gina. She's
literally shout out Gina.
An amazing lover of the pod.
Well, she said, hello, it's me again, your number one fan.
Yeah, for real.
And know that if you DM us, we literally will respond no matter what.
Yes, of course.
She says, so I used to live in West Hollywood across the street from the Belmont bar the VPR cast frequented. Mm-hmm. And the GM told me that Sheena was hammered on a bar stool and fell over and fucked up her tooth. And then sued the shit out of them and got a crazy settlement. And that's how she paid for her wedding.
Wow.
I mean, I knew that she injured her tooth in a drunken fall.
Well, duh,
obviously.
Because there's actually almost no other way to injure your tooth.
No.
But how could you? What, a baseball hit you in the face? She doesn't play baseball. It makes sense that she paid for her wedding off of a settlement because she had like a very grandiose wedding. Mm-hmm. And the whole time she was talking about planning the wedding on a waitress salary.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're not. Something else is going on. Because this is too grand a wedding for a waitress salary.
It's so crazy that the show doesn't pay for the weddings.
I know. It's funny. I bet they.
No, they don't. It's really confusing. Anyway. And then the other thing. These are two things that I meant to mention at the top of last episode. But is that apparently Katie's hair is that color.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was in the process of going blonde when they started filming season two. And then the producers were like, you have to keep it the copper orange brassy color for continuity, which
doesn't quite
so crazy.
I guess when I am thinking about the show, they don't change their hair through the whole season.
Guess,
but
I,
why?
I wouldn't be jarred by it.
No, me neither. Well, here's to be so honest. I was watching Southern Charm, and one of the girls is blonde when they're filming, and brunette in the
reunion?
Talking Heads.
Oh yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah,
I
no,
hate
that
it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So
I guess it's for the talking head.
But
too.
Why couldn't they just let her squeeze in one more quick hair appointment before they started filming?
I literally don't know.
They
it
did
is
it
cruel.
To be mean.
It's cruel. It's cool what they did to her, obviously. Okay, those are my two things I wanted to share. I just wanted to share the lore with you guys.
Oh my God, I can't believe I called Bran Flakes a dastardly alcoholic.
It was making me laugh. Sorry, I did consider cutting it out, but it was making me laugh too much.
If we ever get really famous, I'm going to make us take that part out.
Okay. We'll have to delete the whole episode, which is fine. There's no way he'll listen.
No, he's not going to listen.
Okay.
Unless we get extremely famous. And then somebody's going to send it to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Season 2, episode 3, Vanderpump Rules. Only the Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of hard for me to say. Only the Lonely.
I don't know. The names are so strange.
The names are getting worse.
The names are getting worse.
Yeah. We are at Sir. They are kind of like decorating the outdoor garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack shows up to pick up his check. We are just kind of setting up the scene in this, the context for the episode, which is that everybody is going to Lake Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Stassi is having everybody up there because her mom lives up there. Even though Jax and Stassi are not on the best of terms, Jax is going to go to Lake Arrowhead because he needs to make it right with her family. He has to apologize to Dana.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess also her sister Georgiana, who nobody gives a fuck about, and her little brother Nikolai, who people do like.
Nikolai is so funny of a name.
Yeah, well, their names are Nastasia, Georgiana, and Nikolai.
So they're Russian? Is that what the implication is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think so.
I'm picking up on Russian.
Yeah. I'm sensing some Russian.
The only thing that surprised me was that Jax is still trying to get back together with her after the last scene that we saw where she was like, it's over, it's over, and it's over. And he cried and sobbed to her in the car.
Well, yes. And we learn this later on, but I think that this is like important to know kind of from up top. They are going to Lake Arrowhead, let's say today.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation with Stassi happened yesterday.
Yeah, it's last crazy. Night. It's crazy.
So it's really, there's been absolutely no time to settle.
No. And she literally 12 hours ago was like, we are not getting back together. You need to move on.
Going to get back together. Leave.
Yeah. It's a one track mind.
Yes.
Then it's pre-trip. Stassi, Jax, Katie, Tom, Schwartz mm-hmm. are all packing up and Tom and Kristen show up. Sandoval and Kristen, sorry. So we basically learn that Sandoval's band is opening for Martha Davis and the Motels.
Yep.
Who are kind of like
a one hit wonder of the 80s.
Yeah. That's what Tom says in the talking head. I don't know. Maybe they are more popular, but he basically is like, they have this one song that you've definitely heard. I don't think I've heard that song.
I don't think I've heard it either.
Because then they sing it at the end and I was like, I've definitely never heard that song.
Yeah. Was that the song?
I think so.
Okay. Then no, I don't know that song.
But he says that this couldn't get any bigger for his band. And it's like, brother, you need to dream bigger.
I know.
Because it's not awesome what they're doing.
This is not even his band at this point. He's not even front man. He's just on guitar.
Oh, no. He's on guitar. Yeah.
Pierce the Arrow.
Pierce the Arrow is the name
Hello.
Of his
band. Hello. There's already a band called Pierce the Veil. Think I bigger.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Pierce the Veil is a massive kind of, I'm wanting to say screamo style band. Okay. Kind of punk.
Okay.
Any Pierce the Veil heads out there, please don't come for me if that's wrong.
There's a huge overlap, the Venn diagram of Pierce the Arrow fans.
Pierce the Veil.
Pierce the Veil. I can't. What I'm trying to say is that the Venn diagram of Pierce the Veil, it's so hard to say, Pierce the Veil fans and I'm the Devil podcast. Honey, it's a circle.
It's a damn it's circle, a damn honey.
Circle. Okay, so then they get in the car. Sandoval, this is crazy. So actually, first of all, the setup is that Katie is driving, Stassi in the passenger seat. In the back, we have Sandoval in the middle, Kristen to the left of him with her headphones in, like a moody child.
Uh-huh.
And then Jax next to them. Sandoval immediately says, Chris and I had a horrific argument last night. Why would you bring that up?
Why would you say that?
Yeah, we can tell she's fully ignoring you, listening to her music now, looking out of the window, literally with like malaise.
Yes. I mean, she is like deeply distraught, like a teen in a movie.
A moody teenager.
And it's just so funny because even before this, they were being like, well, we're kind of nervous to go on the trip because we've been fighting a lot. And everybody else was like, we're nervous for them to come on the trip because they've been fighting a lot. You're not even trying to hold it in.
Yes. Okay, so Sandoval says that Kristen has been mad at him for spending time with the band
mm-hmm.
and that she threatened to break up with him because he came home late from Brendan's. I'm using the name Brendan.
I love him using the name. It's so funny.
And forgot to buy face wipes.
Yeah, he came home late from Brendan's without face wipes.
That's not why she's mad at you. She's mad at you because you cheated on her and had a romantic rendezvous in Vegas.
And Stassi says that. Stassi is gonna ultimately be the one to say that.
Yes. Kristen also is like, I did not threaten to break up with you. I just don't understand why you are so mean to me. This whole time I'm like, I wish we could see them alone fighting because it's really, I just want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Because they're both crazy. And
yes.
Anyway. But Kristen basically is like, I didn't threaten to break up with you. I just said that you're really mean to me and I don't understand why you want to be with me if you're always so mean to me, which mm-hmm. is valid. That is so valid.
No, that makes a ton of sense.
Of course.
To be so honest though, Tom, from what I've seen of them fighting, which again, it's hard to say.
It's really hard to say.
Tom is an idiot and a cheater and clearly not very like emotionally supportive or there for her, but he's not like mean to her.
I know.
He's just kind of a loser. And then Kristen is sort of the meaner one.
It's really hard for me to say because I obviously don't want to believe Tom. Like I want to believe what Kristen is saying. To me, I'm like, I just have to say, I don't know, because that is what they're showing us. But it's like, I could also see a world in which Tom is being mean to her at home. They are all so mean to their girlfriends.
I mean, they're super, super mean to their girlfriends.
They're so mean to them.
But
I completely understand what you're saying.
I would say Tom.
I would love to believe woman, but it is hard to believe Kristen, of course.
I know. I would say Tom, over the course of the entire series, is a massive loser and a bad guy. He's like the least mean to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like he does fuck up all of the time
in
the relationship, but it's not like by bullying her, which is what the other ones do.
Yeah. I just have to say, I don't know. Just because all of them are so mean to their girlfriends and because of what we see him do later on, I'm like, I could definitely see a world in which you are being mean to her.
Yeah.
I could see it. And yeah. So I'm kind of, that's why I'm like, I just wish I could see their fights. So Stassi sticks up for Kristen because she's like, she is sad about being cheated on. Yeah. Of course. And once again, it's like, Tom, why would you bring that up? Period. But why would you bring it up when you're in the car with her two best friends who you know are going
to
yell at you?
He loves to do that. And then it's, he gets so mad at crazy. The girls. And it's like, well, they're sticking up for their friend.
It's so crazy.
And even if that wasn't their friend, like, they are going to yell at a man who they think is in the wrong.
Of course. So,
just leave it.
Yeah. And then Katie is in the talking head being like, I've hit my limit with the two of them fighting. Like, also, wow, Katie's ringlets in the confessional look fucking busted.
Yeah. She's trying stuff out this season with the hair,
she's got to keep that orange hair in a straight bob. It looks really bad when it's curled.
Okay, so they've made it to Lake Arrowhead and they are at the beach. They get to the beach. They all immediately take their clothes off. To me, it's sort of a lame ass beach. And
it looks so lame.
Cloudy out.
Like, no, it looks so looks
cold.
Yeah, it looks so lame.
And they're just kind of like,
there's like no one else around,
laying in the dirty sand, whatever.
And it is certainly not that warm because no one gets in the water. Nope. And there's no one else around them.
I know.
It's like probably not that warm.
They just made them go to the beach so that Jax could reveal his tattoo.
Of course.
So they've all stripped down except for Jax has his shirt on, which is like very much alarming to everybody because he loves to pop top.
It's so funny.
And they're like, take your shirt off. We want to see your tattoo. And he's like, no. And then they're like, take it off, Jax. We want to see your tattoo. So he takes it off. He's like kind of, I guess, trying to hide the Stassi tattoo.
He wants her to see it.
Yes.
If he had started with his shirt off, they wouldn't have noticed the Stassi tattoo.
Yeah, he's making a big show.
A big deal about it. And then he's like moving his arm around.
Yeah, he's like being dramatic. He wants someone to say something. Yeah. They're looking at the koi tattoo. Stassi goes, hello, what's that? And he's like, what? She's like, what is that on your inner arm? And he shows, there's her name.
Her forward signature.
Her signature. Stassi keeps calling it her signature. So I guess they did a pretty good job.
That is so unbelievable to me.
And she is left practically speechless. But she likes it.
Oh, she's beaming.
She loves
she's being
it.
Like, I don't know how to feel.
She's smiling so huge. Happy. She is over the moon.
She is over the fucking moon. She is so happy.
Katie asks if it makes her soften towards Jax. And she says, yes, it
does.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah,
it's a sign of affirmation that, like,
yeah,
I don't know, he's willing to do anything for her, quote unquote. This is like him.
She loves herself.
Yes,
and
yes.
So she loves that he's he's not, but to her, kind of, he's like killing himself over her.
Right. Well, she'll say later on, like, he put me through hell for 2 years, and now he is like going through hell and like begging for me back and acting so pathetic and wanting the tattoos. But it is like, girl, you know he's not suffering.
No.
He's actually fine.
He's completely fine.
Yeah.
She's like, why couldn't you have done this while we were together? And then Kristen is like, well, he just wouldn't have been able to. And it's like, what do you mean it's a tattoo? It's not like he's doing some big mature thing where it's like, I wish you could have exhibited this behavior while we're together. It's like, he definitely could have gotten that tattoo while you guys were together.
He probably would have. He just didn't think of it. And it's honestly like deeply immature behavior what he's done.
Yeah, 100%.
Like massively so.
100%. So then we get to Stassi's mom's house.
Dana's house.
Dana. I hate Dana crazy
too.
She was like pissing me off in a way where I was like, I wish I could wring your neck through the fucking computer right now almost.
But her hair looked good.
Yeah. Her hair does look good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, anyway, Georgiana also has orange hair.
I know. She's like a little copy of Dana. Georgiana's like a little copy of Dana. I know. Which is like, wait, so is Dana's hair color naturally that?
That's what I was confused about because I was like, no way.
Because Georgiana's hair color is exactly the same.
I know. Anyway, I had the exact same thought. I was so confused. So Stassi explains that Lake Arrowhead is her home because her family lost their home in Katrina, which I did not know. Jax brings his protein powder.
He has a pound of creatine.
Yes. And they're like, you need to portion this out and bring what you need. He was like, I use a lot of it. And it's the entire fucking bucket.
He goes,
brother,
this is how much I need.
Okay. Jax says he's scared. Mm-hmm. My next note is Dana smiley face, evil bitch smiley face. Okay. So Dana basically is like, I'm surprised that Jax had the balls to come here. Mm-hmm. And like Stassi tells her about the tattoo. And she's kind of like freaking out. Dana's like Dana was pissing me off because
she is so team blame Stassi.
Yes. And she's later on, she is also mean to Jax. Like, it's kind of just like nobody can really please her.
Yeah.
But she was saying like things that I also think, which are like, why would he get the tattoo?
Yeah.
And kind of like, why did you go to dinner with him? But yes. She's saying them in ways that are so blamey on Stassi. Yes. And being so like, just so fucking rude to her.
I think she at one
so
point
fucking rude to her. It's crazy.
She hates her. I think at one point she says to her, what did you do to make him get that tattoo?
Yes, she does.
What did you do to make him think you want to date? Like, and Stassi's being like, mom, I told him I don't want to date him. We're just friends. Whatever, whatever, whatever. And Dana's like, okay. Just like, but he got the tattoo, so what did you do? And it's like, well, that guy's obviously a fucking psychopath.
Yes. And also, like, Stassi is doing things that are leading Jax to believe they're going to get back together. Right. But it's fine.
She's also 23.
She's so young.
24.
And he is, like, he is being so annoying and really wants her to. And she is considering getting back together with him. But either way, like, the way that Dana is acting is not the way to get her to not get back together with him. It's just the way to get her to not tell her about like what's going on.
It's all, yeah, it's just not a way to demonstrate your love as a mother.
No, not at all. I hate Dana so much. I hate Dana too. I hate her so far. I really hate Mark, but I hate Dana more.
Mark is just sort an of idiot. Like a nothing character to me. I don't think that Stassi really values Mark's opinion that much. So I don't really have a lot of stake in Mark, but I think Stassi does care about what Dana thinks.
I agree.
So it makes me really sad and angry when Dana acts like this.
Yes.
And undermines her self-esteem yet again, like she's been doing her whole life.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally the only way I've ever seen her act.
Yes.
Also, during this conversation, it like flashes to Jax and Sandoval in the bedroom. Jax is saying that Stassi teared up when she saw the tattoo.
No, she didn't. That literally did not happen.
She was happy, but she did not tear up.
No.
And then Sandoval is just like laying on the bed, literally like a little girl. Being like, yeah, man. And like, that was a big risk, but it's amazing. It means so much. It's so meaningful to her. He's like, well, it's a tattoo of her fucking name, you idiot.
He goes, that went from the worst tattoo ever to the best tattoo ever because now it has meaning.
What do you mean?
It's like
now it has
it
meaning.
Always had meaning. It's her name.
And then also Stassi is like Dana's like fucking raining down on Stassi about Jax's decision to get the tattoo. And Stassi's like, well, like dad got a tattoo of your name. And Dana's like, yeah, while we were together, which did make me laugh.
Me too. Me too. Because Stassi set it up like your ex-husband got a tattoo of your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were married.
We were married. So they also did get divorced sometime in the past year.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were pretending to be together.
I think they were pretending to be together.
They might have been. Because the fuck?
They must have been.
Right?
Because Dana moved to Lake Arrowhead with the kids after...
Yeah. So
Stassi graduated high school and Mark still lives in New Orleans.
Maybe they were divorced and we just assumed that they were together because of how chummy they were acting.
They were acting really chummy.
But they were drunk off their asses. Yeah. So I don't know.
Now we are back at Sir. Mm-hmm. Lisa, I thought, looked amazing in this non-pink outfit.
She did.
She's wearing kind of like a military style coat, but it's like super fitted.
Snatching her waist and pushing up her tits.
Yeah, she looks so hot. And it's like in a beautiful green color that really suits her.
Yeah.
And they're meeting with a wine sales rep. Oh, and Peter is there too. They're all trying the wines. Yeah. They're sampling like a billion different kinds of wines, whatever. They're pouring half glasses of each wine and drinking them.
Mm-hmm.
When I do wine tastings at work, we are allowed to have one half of a sip and then we have to spit it out into a communal bucket.
Of course.
So I was like, damn, I wish I worked it, sir.
Well, I did feel like this whole thing was staged just for Peter to tell Lisa what he's about to tell her because I was like, why the fuck is Peter there?
Yeah, but I don't know why they split it up in between two scenes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think part of it is the thing where Lisa has made it so that they're contractually obligated
to talk about the restaurant. Yeah, I mean, it literally has to be that.
Because she's like, I want the pop.
I don't want the screw. I want the pop.
She also can't really make the like noise, I think, because of her lip filler, which was making me laugh. But yeah, she doesn't like that it's screw top wine, but she does think it tastes good.
She thinks it tastes amazing, which was making me laugh because they're talking about it and they were like,
he was saying so many different things.
He was like, it's from Côte de Provence, which is like the largest region in Provence. And then he was like, it's mostly Grenache and then a bunch of other varietals. I was like, ew, it's a gross blend. And she's trying it being like, $100 a bottle. We're going to sell it for $100 a bottle. This is the best wine I've ever had. And it's like, it is screw top rosé.
I know. He was saying shit where I was like, damn, that wine must be bad.
Literally.
It's a bunch of different varietals.
It's like,
I was like, wait, what?
You also, when you are a wine sales rep and you're giving a pitch on a wine, like,
you're talking it up.
You need to say what the varietals are. You can't just say there's a bunch of different grapes in here. It's so crazy. It's really funny.
Then we're back at like Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. They're having dinner. Dana just tells everyone that she's ready to go out. And I'm like, damn, going out in Lake Arrowhead? Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
Me?
I know.
Literally the ghetto.
No. But dude, that's her haunt.
That is her haunt.
She knows those bars. It's also...
I mean, she is a dastardly alcoholic.
Yeah, she is. Yes, she is. Oh my God, yes, she is.
Dana's like, everyone get up. Jax, you stay here.
Yeah.
And Jax and Dana have this little talk after dinner. He pours them a shot to start out the conversation.
Yeah, and she is sipping it, no reaction. Like, she is a dastardly alcoholic. She is. It's a massive shot, and she's drinking like half of it at a time, sipping it like it's water.
Warm. You know,
yeah,
it's warm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so basically, Dana just is like grilling Jax. She makes him tell her how he hurt Stassi. She's like, you hurt Stassi, you cheated on her, blah, 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 blah. And she says that Stassi believed that he would never cheat on her, which I was
I mean, Dana, you're like, what?
Come on.
You should have taught her a little better then, huh?
Yeah. And also, we learned that they were looking at wedding rings.
Yeah, they wanted to get married.
But that's crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Looking at wedding rings?
I mean, they brought it up a couple of times that they had been thinking about marriage.
Well, I guess I knew that, but I didn't know that they
were looking at wedding rings. It was so serious that they were looking at wedding rings?
Because that feels to me really serious, but I could also see Jax being like, ah, let's do it for fun.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy.
Well, he's so old.
Yeah, he is so old.
So it makes sense for him to be looking at wedding rings, 33-year-old guy.
Yes. But basically, Dana is just like grilling him crazy style. He'll be like, I love her. And she's like, why?
Yeah. Okay, I thought that if Dana wasn't such an evil bitch, mm-hmm. that this would have been a pretty decent like mama bear moment.
I agree. But there, it's so interesting because like it's still, her intentions don't seem pure.
No. Because it's just not motivated by love for Stassi or a desire to protect Stassi.
What do you think it's motivated by? Because I think part of it is that she's treating Jax the same way that she was treating Stassi. Like, she put them basically both on trial.
Yeah. I mean,
but it just doesn't seem like it's motivated by love or care.
I think that's just kind of like her modus operandi is to be like interrogating and rude.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty good excuse to be able to do it full out.
Yeah.
Under the guise of saying like, you hurt my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It's kind of her default behavior.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit less punchy, a little bit less meaningful.
It was really interesting contrasting this versus the conversation that he had with Mark, where Mark was like,
I know.
You need a male role model.
Yeah, literally. I mean, they're both so fucked up.
They're both so fucked up.
Literally, like physically and
literally
and on emotionally.
On every level that a human can be fucked up on. Jax explains how he's like getting his life back on track. He's like, I have my apartment now and I got my tattoo.
Yes, literally.
It's like, I don't fucking
know,
dude.
Those are his two things.
I know.
So funny. He says it like there's more to the list.
Yeah,
there's not.
There's not. There's literally not. And so then she's like, okay, I'll tolerate you tonight, but you're on thin fucking ice or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they do another shot to end the conversation.
Yeah.
And then in the talking head, Jax is like, that didn't go as well as I wanted it to. It's like, yeah, it went pretty fucking bad, dude.
He also goes, I said my piece. No, you didn't. You like stammered your way through a woman yelling at you.
Yeah, he
shot at the top, shot at the bottom. You didn't say your piece.
Yeah, at one point he was like, sorry, I'm nervous. I'm just kind of like grasping at stuff. Yes. Like, he literally is like, I don't really know what to say. I'm kind of freaking out right now.
When she
said my piece.
It was when, it's like so frank. I took the bull by the horns.
It is. He was giving I took the bull by the horns energy.
He literally, when when Dana was like, you love her? Why? He goes, sorry, I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah, he said, I'm just making stuff up. I was like, brother.
Come on.
Oh my God. Literally unable to say why he loves her is so fucking
doesn't
funny.
Have a
sorry.
Reason. Doesn't know her. We're back at Sir. And they're wrapping up the wine tasting, and Peter wants to talk to Lisa about Sheena.
My queen.
Because she Sheena has been annoying the shit out of everyone. She's getting on everyone's nerves. Peter frames it like it's just the servers, like the waitresses, but the tone of his voice, it's like,
no,
it's
she's
everyone.
Pissing you off too.
She is pissing you off. He says that the servers feel that Lisa is babying Sheena, and Lisa says, babying her? She's got a broken foot and no teeth. Okay, that's babying her. She has all of her teeth and a bruise on her ankle.
Yep.
You are babying her. A broken foot and no teeth. Come on. Come on. And basically it's just Peter trying to tell Lisa that everybody is upset with kind of both of their behavior.
Yeah. And that like Sheena's Sheena's long list of ailments is fucking pissing everybody off, obviously. Yes.
And Lisa kind of just won't bite on it to Peter. She's like, I'm not babying her. I do not favor her.
Yeah.
She just is down on her luck right now.
And Lisa's like, I don't want to get involved with this.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should talk about it now, but do you think that Sheena understands how embarrassing she is being?
Because
it is like humiliating what she's doing.
It's really bad.
It's like really embarrassing. And we can get into it later, but I'm like, girl, what do you think?
It's so embarrassing.
It's like so embarrassing.
If anybody I worked with did that, I would laugh at them forever.
Well, and it's like, you know that this is being recorded and you know that they're going to edit this into a storyline and you are purposefully inventing the most humiliating storyline for yourself.
Yes. You are giving yourself the clown edit in real time. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
It literally is like Sheena slips on a banana peel and falls and lands on her eye.
Literally.
Like, you just can't, it's like, you can't make this stuff up.
So then we're at Lake Arrowhead again. At the bar, they all ordered something called an Italian margarita. Have you ever had one of those?
No, I had never heard of that before. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that could be.
What the fuck is an Italian margarita?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like Italian liquor, like Campari or like.
The only visible difference to me was that it was a really big margarita.
It's supersized.
A margarita in like a normal sized glass. Italian margarita.
Italian just means big to them. Can I say also they're doing shots?
Yeah, they're doing shots.
Full cups.
Of liquor. Crazy.
Yeah.
They're getting fucking blackout drunk with Dana.
With Dana.
The dastardly alcoholic.
God.
So then Dana's commenting on Tom's outfit, Sandoval's outfit, because he's wearing like a striped sweatshirt.
Yeah.
She goes, forget Where's Waldo, Charlie Wonka. Hello, 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 hello. Literally like knock, knock, no one's home.
Charlie Wonka.
Forget Where's Waldo, Charlie Wonka, she says to him.
Charlie Wonka.
She says to him.
Charlie Wonka.
And oh my God. And they don't show us any of the like lead into that conversation. So that's just off rip what we hear Dana say. Tom says, I get called Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
And then Tom basically is like, well, also I have these dope ass steampunk glasses.
Made me laugh so much.
Yep, right?
Oh my God, made me laugh.
Totally.
So much.
Kind of brings those up out of the field. New glasses that he got.
He got some new dope ass steampunk glasses.
Yes. And Kristen, who is extremely drunk because they're doing a shot that is essentially three shots in one and drinking Italian margaritas.
Yeah.
Kind of starts like belligerently yelling at Tom.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing.
Being really embarrassing, unfortunately.
It's really embarrassing. She's like,
she's incoherent.
Like, what do you mean?
She's like,
what do you mean steampunk glasses? You don't have steam. You bought those 2 days ago. You haven't worn them.
She
and he's like a lot less drunk than her. Kind of like, well, I'm just talking. It is embarrassing.
She's being
basically like, I'm just talking about my steampunk glasses.
She's being like, you're trying to say that steampunk glasses are your thing. He never even worn them.
Literally.
He didn't even get them yet. And he's like, no, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that I really, really like them. I just got them.
And also he got them actually for Schwartz.
Yeah.
We find out.
Yeah.
Kristen is just, she is just finding any reason to be mad at him. Here's the thing. I think that they're both mean to each other, probably.
I think so.
I don't think at home that she picks on him and he just sits there and takes it. I think that he's also really mean to her in return, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think
he's less mean, more pouty.
Well, I think that he's probably mean in a way that is really embarrassing. Like, I don't think it's the same as like Jax, who gets like scary and you're like, I'm scared. I think he probably like, it is pouty. Like he loses his temper and it's like, well, you're not even blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't think it's like, but I do think he is probably saying mean shit to her when behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Because I just can't imagine him not also being mean back to her.
I know.
I think they just have an extremely toxic relationship together.
Yeah, well, he says that they had reached the point in the night where his very presence annoyed Kristen.
Yes, which is also the point in the night when she gets drunk, obviously.
Yeah, duh.
But it's like, they just need to break up so bad.
I know.
And in the talking head, Jax is like, Tom is my best friend, but holy shit, it's embarrassing.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, it is like literally humiliating.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. Every part of it, him in the fucking car being like, we got in a horrific argument, then this, it's all so fucking embarrassing. They need to break up.
Cannot go end. And it's so bad that everyone is telling them to break up too and they won't do it. That is extra humiliating.
It is extra humiliating.
You can't go anywhere without fighting and everyone wants you to break up, but you won't. Come on.
Come on. Literally, come on. So Stassi tells Dana that Kristen and Tom fight every day.
Yep.
And Stassi's like, I almost feel bad for Tom because it's his big weekend of his show. And Kristen is being so mean to him. Yeah, it's hard. I don't want to be on Tom's side, but Kristen, I mean, I mean, it's just like, you just have to break up with him. You have to break up with him, obviously. But she's not going to, which is so crazy.
Because Katie and Stassi have been telling Kristen to break up with him. Yeah. They're having that little talk.
Yes.
And they're like, the only thing we have left to say to you is break up.
Yes.
And then Kristen's like, they don't get it.
No. She says that she wants him to make their life and home a priority, Tom. And they're like, he's not going to do that. He's never done that. She's like, they don't get it. Like, you can't just throw 5 years down the drain. My God.
Oh my God. That kind of awful mentality. Sunk cost thought
is going to ruin your life. Ruin your life. It's, you got to get out when you can.
You have to get out at any point. You actually have built something toxic and evil and bad. And it's like sucking at your soul.
Literally.
Remove yourself. Don't sink more time into that. No. It's only going to get worse.
And the thought that they could somehow rebuild any semblance of anything for their relationship is like impossible to imagine, obviously.
Yeah. They hate each other.
They hate each other so bad.
They really, really hate each other a lot. There's literally no love there.
There is no love there.
There's no love in that home. The night's over. We go back to Dana's house. Katie is cleaning her face with a makeup wipe, just kind of like brutally rubbing her skin with it. And that is such a visceral and physical memory for me. I know that it was the pink grapefruit Neutrogena wipes.
Oh my God. The ones that were like acidic.
Yes. You know those?
Of course.
They burn so bad.
Oh my God.
They burn so fucking
and
bad.
And remember those like Clarisil little pad wipes?
Yes.
It's like, why were we rubbing like nail polish on our faces?
Those were like straight up alcohol.
Yeah, literally. Oh my God. Anyway.
I thought that the key to getting rid of acne on my skin was to dry it out as much as possible.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
So funny.
100%.
Tom.
This part is so embarrassing.
Tom is in his bedroom practicing on his electric guitar for the show tomorrow, but it's unplugged. Like, it's not plugged into the amp, so it's really quiet. Kristen walks in and she's like, what are you doing?
No, actually, what's worse is that she's pretending to be nice about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's like, did you ask permission?
She's like
that part.
I don't know. I just like, could you not do? It's like, girl, everything he's doing is pissing you off.
Yes, literally. And he's like, babe, it's unplugged. It's really quiet. It's fine. And she's like, no, like, babe, this is not our house. Like, this is Stassi's mom's house, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, okay. Like, I'll stop. He's like, fine, I'll stop. It like really wasn't even that much of a fight.
No, because she was being quote unquote nice about it. She was like, I don't know, just like, I just feel bad.
Yeah. So then he gives it up. He puts the guitar down. He comes out of the room. He tries to give her like a hug and like a little kiss, and she literally full body recoils. Face and body recoils from him,
of course,
and it's like, oh my God. And then he's like, what the fuck? And she goes, it's weird, it's just weird. When your boyfriend tries to give you a hug, it's so weird.
Do you think they have even like touched since he cheated on her?
No, because okay, so then,
well, then he tries again.
Then he tries again. He tries again. And she's like, literally stop. It's weird. And then she's like, what is the big idea? What's the big problem? It's not like we even sleep in the same bed. And then she goes into Stassi and Katie's room, and they're hanging out in there.
She's holding the dog like a stuffed animal. It keeps like cutting to her kind of like swaying with the dog. Yes. She is so fucked up.
She's really drunk. They're sitting in the bedroom. Like, Kristen is being like, Tom just is weird. And the girls are like, okay. Like,
girl, we know. He is weird. He's very strange.
He kind of appears out of nowhere, like swoops into frame. He runs into the room and he's like, by the way, Kristen, it's we do sleep in the same bed together and we do kiss on the mouth. So it's not weird.
I know. I was like, what?
This is what I think. They agreed to be
Victoria and David.
And David and Victoria sleep in the same bed and they kiss on the mouth
before bed.
And you do not reveal that kind of fault in your relationship on TV that if you're David and Victoria.
Yes.
So he's being like, actually, Kristen, looking around at the cameras, we do do that.
We do kiss.
We
believe
do kiss.
Or not,
remember?
Just, believe it or not, we do kiss on the mouth before we go to bed. For context, there is a behind the scenes moment that Hannah and I watch where the producers are talking about how Tom and Kristen went into this show believing that they were going to be the strongest couple.
Yes.
Saying that they were going to come out of this being Victoria and David Beckham.
Yep.
And so a lot of this is like Tom trying to keep up airs.
Yeah. And it's why they don't break up for so long. Yes. Spoiler. And then basically Katie is just like, Tom, shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of our room.
Yes.
Tom is like, you shut the fuck up, Katie. I fucking hate you, basically.
Yeah. And like, you and Schwartz fight all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, all of you fight
all
the
always.
Fucking time.
She closes the door on Tom.
It's so funny. They just keep yelling at each other. They're screaming at each other through the door. Closed door, which and is so, he is so fucking annoying. He is such a little brat.
Because Katie says something and Tom goes, "You would, Katie." And Katie goes, "No, you would, Katie." Like they're literally fighting like children. And then eventually, I guess everybody goes to sleep. The girls are all in one room. The boys are in another room.
Also, it just quickly cuts to Jax muttering under his breath. Yes. Like, they need to break up so fucking. It's like, everyone is so fucking tired of them. It's literally Jax, like, walking around just muttering to himself, being like, they gotta break up so fucking bad. It's like, God, they do.
They do. It's really, really annoying, their behavior.
Oh, they're being so annoying.
It ruins everything.
Yes.
It's gonna ruin the next day too.
Yes, it will. Also, one thing to note that I just like picked up on is I think it's because the color correction is fucked up, but mm-hmm. Katie's hair looks kind of normal.
Katie's hair looks pretty blonde. Cooler,
but I think it's because the colors are fucked up in the scene.
Me too.
Because everything looks kind of off.
We know that you're not letting her get her hair done.
No. So then it's the morning. Once again, Dana's just like mad at Stassi because it seems like Jax is trying to get back together with her, and Stassi's basically like, yeah, no shit. I've told you that he's trying to get back together with me.
Yeah, Dana goes, it seems like he wants you.
I told you yesterday he's trying to get back together with me.
It's actually what I opened with when I got here, bitch.
A tattoo of my name on his bicep.
Yeah.
So they just have another back and forth, and Stassi is basically just like, I'm not closing any doors. Like, I'm not saying no to getting back together with him, but I just don't want to be humiliated again.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, girl, then you can't get back together with him because you will be humiliated again.
100%.
He will humiliate you day in and day out.
He has shown no proof otherwise that he won't be doing that. Jax and Nikolai are playing video games.
Sorry. Can I just quickly say, like, I think we're supposed to be endeared to Nikolai, but I don't like him and he's not cute to me. He's just annoying to me.
Yeah, me too. And he'll come back later too.
Yeah.
When he's like a teen and he's even less charming then.
Okay.
But he is just like, to me, he's just kind of like a random child. I don't know. I do not know.
Okay.
Jax and Nikolai are playing video games like two children would. Nikolai really loves Jax and wants them back together. Mm-hmm. But basically, the advice that he gives to Jax is do not cheat on her.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Be brave.
Yep. Be brave is so funny. And Jax is like, I can't be brave.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that one. And then Jax is basically like, so crazy. Like, so many people have given me so much advice, but best advice comes from an 8-year-old. It's like, yep, that's the level of advice you can understand.
Well, and also it's like, he's like, this is the best advice that I've been given. And it's like, yeah, because the other people that are giving you advice are Schwartz and Sandoval.
Yeah.
Who are giving you just
the
worst advice I could possibly imagine. The words
don't cheat have never come out of their mouths.
Nope. No.
Never will.
So then we're back at Sir. Christina Kelly is like folding silverware. God, the name Christina Kelly is so fucking funny to me.
I know.
Anyway. So LVP is like, hey, where is Sheena? And Christina explains that she's covering for Sheena because there's something wrong with her eye.
Yep.
Lisa goes, it's her foot. It's not her eye. Christina goes, her foot was before. And then Lisa goes, no, her tooth was before. Christina Kelly is like, Sheena can't see out of her eye. And like, Lisa's like, don't cover her. Like, you have to stop covering her. Lisa at this point is now like, okay, I'm over Sheena's bullshit.
It's too much. It's just too much.
They're just like making jokes about her. Lisa's like, the girl can't... The girl can't eat or walk or see.
Yes.
This is now like the second scene that we've seen in the past two episodes where two people are just making fun of Sheena behind her back.
Yeah. And like her supposed even friends are laughing at her.
Literally. Pandora and now Lisa. Crazy.
She's acting so crazy.
Christina Kelly is like, yeah, Sheena wants a pity party. And she's like constantly talking about her ailments. Yeah. She's like, it's not that I don't like her. It's just that It's just the way she reacts in situations and the things that come out of her mouth.
And Lisa says... Like her tooth.
So just kind of dogging on Sheena, which honestly to me is never going to get old. She's acting so embarrassing.
She's acting crazy, humiliating right now.
Well, it's really crazy that what happened is it's such baby behavior where she had the real tooth thing.
Yeah.
And then Lisa took her side and then she was like, I'm just going to keep at it.
Well, she was like, well, now I see what works. So I'm actually just going to keep doing
it. And it's like, do you think that Lisa's an idiot?
I know. It's extremely transparent and like basic.
And I also think part of it is that she just really wants a storyline, which she's gotten. Yeah. But at what cost?
I know.
But I mean, I guess it is like if she didn't do this, she wouldn't really be on the show this season.
No, she wouldn't.
The girls won't be her friend.
I know. But I wish she could have been like more clever about it because this is really embarrassing.
She's not smart enough to like keep up with them or like do something to kind of like engage in conflict with them. So she's like, I'm going to be sick.
I think this season I might be sick. Okay, so now we're back in Lake Arrowhead. We're at a restaurant.
Wow.
It's the original crew. They're all eating. And then Peter and Schwartz join.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this scene is really, really embarrassing.
They get there. They're sitting down. Everybody's kind of having fun. And then Kristen goes, Tom, you need to apologize to everyone for your behavior last night. She was like, it was really fucked up. You were really mean to everybody. He's like, everybody was drunk, blah, blah, blah.
He wasn't that mean to everybody. And
no, he wasn't that bad.
The way that no one made Jax apologize for Vegas. I know. This whole thing is crazy. One of the craziest parts about this whole thing is the way that they treated Jax and Stassi versus how they treated Tom and Kristen.
I know.
Because I actually don't understand what would compel you to take Jax's side.
But not Tom's. It must be that
it's
like...
It's so crazy.
Well, I think that, to be honest, and this is really bad, I think Stassi and Jax kind of fought behind closed doors a little more often. Yeah. Kristen and Tom air their shit out in public nonstop.
Yeah.
And I think it just is annoying because it brings the vibe down. Like, they can't have fun.
Yeah. But I still feel like even if they were fighting behind closed doors, maybe they wouldn't be like break up, but they wouldn't be riding for Sandoval in the way that they were riding for Jax. It's just so
strange.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think part of it is just that Jax has somehow positioned himself as the quote unquote alpha of this group.
He has.
I don't know how.
He has.
And then they're all like, okay, fall in line. It's so strange.
I think maybe because Stassi is the queen bee, so Jax is just by default the alpha. But then I don't know why they treat her because of the misogyny. Why they treat her like shit and him like a king.
It's just like so strange.
It's bizarre.
Difference. It's
because Tom Sandoval is made to repent for this evening where he actually did like not that much damage.
He was obviously annoying, but he wasn't like belligerently screaming at them or anything like that.
But he does ultimately apologize for being mean to Katie. He's like, basically, you got caught in my crossfire. I was really upset about Kristen saying that we don't hug and kiss. I'm sorry I took it out on you. Mm-hmm. So in that moment, he does start to cry.
Yep. Kristen says thank you and he starts literally bawling.
He is so
in front of all of his friends.
They're at lunch.
Could you imagine?
Everyone is hungover. He is crying about how he loves Kristen and he doesn't want to hurt her.
Wow.
And she is a priority to him.
It is literally one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen on TV.
And Kristen is being like, this is all I ever wanted from you, Tom. This is exactly what I wanted. This is what I've needed from you this whole time.
She just loves him like humiliating himself.
Yep. 100%. It is so embarrassing.
And everyone is like,
to have this conversation at lunch in front of everyone.
It is so embarrassing.
I cannot imagine being there for that.
I literally cannot imagine two of your friends' relationship fighting. One of them starts crying, being like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Step away from the table.
It's like unbelievable behavior.
It's so crazy. Oh my God. Stassi says in her talking head, she's like, this is so fucking insane. She said, when I saw Tom tearing up, I just wanted to laugh.
Yes.
And then she's like, I wish that somebody would make eye contact with me because this is so crazy.
Yes.
Like, even it's this is so beyond the scope of like their normal behavior.
Yes. Also, another thing where I'm like, this is, Kristen says, like, you never apologize like this, or you never apologize, which is another thing where I'm like, I do think he puts on a little act in front of people.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, for sure he does.
Yeah. And then
it's
like,
so embarrassing to do that.
He's like, he's basically like, okay, gotta go to sound check.
Yep.
The talking head, he's like, it's actually pretty brave to cry in front of your boys. He goes,
sometimes you have to shed a few man tears. Okay.
Okay. Actually, those were not a few. I would say
that was not
a few man tears also. A few man tears? The actual definition of that would be like your dad shedding a couple tears in a movie. You were bawling to your girlfriend apologizing in front of all of your friends. I would not quantify that as a few man tears. Sorry. Just to be like fully honest. Really embarrassing stuff.
You were like on your hands and knees sniveling at your girlfriend's feet at lunch.
Literally. Wow. They both have something dark. Like,
I know.
It's like he has a humiliation kink. And they both have a humiliation kink, kind of, but she has like a kink for him being like a sniveling fool.
Yes, literally. Okay, Jax and Stassi just go on a quick walk, the two of them. Basically,
they are doing a lot of filler this episode.
It's just that the vibe is kind of like, okay, things are kind of looking up for them as a couple.
Yeah, there's nothing really.
She's like, remember when you said if we got married, you'd get your wedding band tattooed on there? Would you still do
retching over here.
She's like, you could get a tattoo of my vagina.
Yeah, she basically says, like, I want your entire body to be covered in tattoos about me. And then she was like, you can get my vagina right there. Okay.
Ew.
Then we're back at Sir.
Yes.
Did you notice what happened at the very beginning of this interaction?
When Lisa's talking to Jeremy.
And did you hear what he said?
About the baby?
Well, Lisa asked Jeremy about his baby.
Yeah.
And
he
says, really good. It's getting bigger.
Really good. It's getting bigger.
I literally went back to make sure that I heard him correctly refer to his child as it.
Really good. It's getting bigger.
Really good. It's getting bigger. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. That is one of the craziest things I could possibly imagine.
Oh, my God.
As a parent saying, yeah, my baby's doing really good. It's getting bigger.
Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Also, we've seen the baby. It's like a couple months old. It's not like a week old or something. It's not in it.
No, it's not, not in it. It's not. Well, your child should hopefully should never, be in it. Anyway, that part I was like, wow. Like really shocked.
Well, we know all that dark stuff about Jeremy.
Yeah, I saw on Reddit that Jeremy and Jen had a really bad relationship and that Jeremy would make her poop with the door open so that she wouldn't be using her phone to cheat on him or something. Yeah, like
so that she couldn't be talking to other guys instead of, I guess, shitting like she would say she was doing.
So
that's not good.
Really good. It's getting bigger.
It's not good. It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger. So then Sheena and Lisa have a meeting. Sheena's wearing huge goggles that Lisa notes look like binoculars.
Yep.
She looks fucking crazy.
She looks so crazy.
Because her eyes, as I've said, are already crazy.
Yeah. And then
putting those things behind a pair of glasses does not improve anything.
No, glasses that take up like 3/4 of your literally face. Almost said something mean.
Me too. I thought something really mean, which was of her tiny bird face. Anyway.
Oh, me too. I almost said 3/4 of your bird face. Ooh, that's no good.
Sorry, trigger warning. Sorry.
We tried to hold it back.
I literally did, but I knew that we thought the same thing. Sorry. And sorry, another side note, just to even the playing field, the way that Tom's plastic surgery now looks so bad is yeah. so crazy. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yes.
Okay. God, he looks horrifying. Okay, so basically, Lisa's like, why did you need someone to cover your shift this time?
Yep.
Sheena explains that she had her contact in and that it scratched her eye and that she went to the eye doctor to make sure it wasn't infected. What are you talking about?
It's like, girl, it wasn't.
It wasn't infected.
You would know. You don't need to go to the doctor for that.
And then she's also like, and by the way, I don't like being injured. And she has like a huge smile on her face.
I mean, okay.
You clearly do. You keep making it up, doing it over and over again.
Well, you're not injured. So there's that.
Yeah. Yes. That's a very good point. You're not. So Lisa is basically like, you have to stop playing the victim. She says that once she had 2 blood transfusions and then went to work the next day.
2 blood transfusions, passed out, went to work the next morning.
Period.
Okay.
And Sheena's like, whoa. Yeah, it is possible to work through pain and discomfort, girl. Yes.
But also, like, if you pass out and you have 2 blood transfusions, wait, take the day off.
No, of course. But I think Sheena's just like, mind equals blown.
Yeah, that, literally.
Like, whatever. Lisa's basically like, you have to stop this. Like, the girls are getting, everyone is pissed. You're pissing everyone off. Everyone at the restaurant is being pissed off by you.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa calls Sir like the other girls' territory, like Katie, yes. Kristen and Stassi, and Sheena's like, it's my territory too. And Lisa's like, well then act like it,
act because like it is.
You keep inventing ailments so that you don't have to come into work and for attention.
Yeah,
so
you're
like this is your territory because you're not acting like it right now.
Lisa says, if it's your fingernail next time or maybe your hair hurts, you just have to push through.
Yeah. Yes. And that's that. And Sheena's like, okay, huge glasses.
She goes, thanks for the pep talk. It's like, that's not what that's that was.
That was not a pep
girl,
talk.
Girl, that wasn't. Back in Lake Arrowhead, mm-hmm. we're at Tom's show, his mm-hmm. Pierce the Arrow show.
They get introduced by a literal balding man with a half ponytail.
Yeah, some guy.
The top of his head is completely bald and the bottom half is pulled into a ponytail.
Friar style.
Yep.
He goes, next up we have a band that's awesome. Pierce the Arrow. So they go on stage, Tom's on guitar, there's mm-hmm. some like 2015 style guy singing lead vocals, and Kristen says that seeing Tom on stage reminds her why she loves him.
Yes.
Why they started dating and why she's in love with him now.
Can I do the motion for the people who are watching of what Tom keeps doing with his guitar?
Yeah, please.
He keeps going like this.
Yep. Yes, he does.
That big dramatic strum for no fucking
huge
reason.
Huge strum on the guitar.
Being like, yeah, it's so embarrassing. Rockstar
style.
Holy shit, he is so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Kristen is looking at Tom on stage. She yes. just said the thing about how this is like why she loves him. She said she, quote unquote, wouldn't trade this for what Katie and Stassi have. Wouldn't trade what? Watching your boyfriend perform?
Yeah. Also, no shit. All of your relationships suck.
Also, like, wait, you wouldn't trade it for what Katie and Tom Schwartz have? They are in a way better place than you two are right now.
They are, but it is like, I mean, this is the problem, is that they all have this thing where they're like, you have no room to talk to me. You're in a bad relationship. Yeah. I don't want what you have. And it's like, none of you should want what the other person has.
No, all of you should
be better for yourself.
Exactly. Like, well, because that's actually not how life works. It's not like, if I leave this relationship, I'm going to get into a relationship that's like my friend's.
No. I'm gonna leave this relationship because this relationship is terrible, toxic. It's like ruining my life and the lives of everyone around me, in fact.
Also, like, wait, Kristen, you have to know that, like, Stassi and Katie aren't telling you to break up with Tom because, like, they're jealous or they don't understand or something. Like, that's so crazy.
No, I know.
They're telling you to do it primarily because they're your friend, I think, and they, like, want better for you. And secondarily, but a very close second, because it's really fucking annoying really the way you're acting. Annoying.
Yeah, she says that when she watches him on stage, she forgets everything he does and, quote-unquote, remembers that she loves him.
Yes.
Remembers.
You remember him? You remember that you love him for, like, an hour every 3 weeks when you see him perform?
While he looks so stupid.
Dude, he's wearing...
Go on.
He's wearing that same damn tunic that he was wearing in the scene when he was helping Jax pick out the vest.
Yep. Yes.
Which, in the last episode, I took note of, he was looking some of the ugliest style I've ever seen him look.
It's so crazy because he literally looks so fucking stupid. And she's like, yeah, that's my man.
She said something so crazy. When I see him, like, sometimes I get really annoyed at Tom. But when I see him on stage, I just want to say to everyone, like, that's my fucking boyfriend.
I literally was just stunned into silence when you said that. She literally is that. She's literally my man. And it's like the man in question. Hello?
Okay. Stassi is like, Kristen and Tom have magically reconciled. Okay. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
So sarcastic.
Yes.
And then whatever her name, Martha, goes on stage, starts singing, and Kristen and Tom are watching it while they're hugging and kissing.
It's everything doing is this crazy transition where it's Martha on stage fading into Tom and Kristen kind of embracing each other. Martha on stage fading into Tom and Kristen embracing each other. Martha on stage fading into Tom and Kristen embracing each other. It's so fucked up.
He's like hanging on to her.
Literally. It is so embarrassing the way that he's hanging on to her like a baby monkey.
I know. And he keeps like pulling her face over and kissing her like,
mommy.
Mommy, mommy. You love me, mommy. Everything is right in Kristen and Tom land.
So then we have Stassi and Jax at the cabin, and love is in the air, it appears. Yes, because
that show did something.
It literally did. Stassi's like, yeah, I feel uncomfortable being here with you because my whole family is upset with you. I just am like, I don't need him to apologize to her family.
I know. I know.
It's the path that they have chosen. I don't understand it, and I have to let it go.
Yes. It's okay. They're doing what they think is right.
Yes.
It is, again, like, literally biblical.
No, it's literally biblical. He's literally experiencing a biblical punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he has to come, like, repent and be, like, ask for her fucking dowry or whatever.
Yes.
So she says, like, it's going to take time. I'm like, what's going to take time?
What?
It's so confusing.
It's been a year. How much more time?
I don't know.
Stassi, don't you want to be dating somebody at this point? Like,
well, I guess she wants to be dating Frank.
I forgot she wants Frank bad.
Okay. Jax asks for a hug. Have you seen the TikTok that's like, you know that podcast that's like Upstairs Neighbor podcast? It's like two black girls. They're really funny. And there's a really funny video of them being like, would you prefer to have where my hug at son?
Yes.
Or he know where home at daughter?
Yes.
And there's one that's Jax and it's where my hug at son, and then a photo of Sheena. And where home at daughter.
I've seen that.
And he literally is doing where my hug at to Stassi. I'm like, brother.
He is doing it.
Anyway, that really made me laugh.
Oh my God. He asks for a hug for quote unquote verification. He means validation.
I literally didn't clock that. He is so where my hug at son. It's crazy. Anyway, she says yes. And then he's like, literally goes give a mouse a cookie mode and is like, so can I have a tiny little kiss? Yeah. He asks for a quote unquote tiny little kiss. Ew. He's like, can I have a kiss, a tiny little kiss? And then she like doesn't answer and he's like, okay, I won't beg. I never beg. You're begging right now.
Well, he's about to beg 1 second later when he goes, I've never begged in my life. Just a little tiny one.
Literally. And then they kiss.
Stassi is, after the kiss, like, I'm feeling in a really good place with Jax.
Yes.
I'm really liking Jax again.
Yes.
Girl.
Yeah.
Such an awkward kiss.
It was so awkward.
How could that make you like him? He did go give a mouse a cookie. That's so funny.
He literally went, can I have a tiny little kiss? No,
can I have a
hug?
Tiny kiss?
She's like, sure. And then what about a kiss?
Can I have a little tiny, little tiny kiss? Little tiny little kiss?
Little tiny baby kiss? So... That's the episode.
Yeah. Okay, hero and villain.
My
Dana villain?
Yeah. And Sandoval and Kristen. They're pissing my ass off.
Yeah. Do they have a couple name?
Crandoval.
That's what I was thinking too.
But
Crom.
I mean, Dana is being like truly villainous in this.
She's never not a villain. She's fucking, if she's in an episode, so she's probably gonna be my
she's
villain
being
to be
so
honest.
Fucking rude.
My hero is Katie for closing the door on Sandoval.
Yeah, same. Honestly, same.
Really made me laugh.
100%. And yeah, that's the episode. Rate, review, and subscribe. Wow. And send it to your friends. Because people have been telling me like they listen to this and they don't even watch the show. Which is like, so maybe your friends will like this even if they don't watch the show.
I love when you guys comment that. Really
much
makes
to
me
consider.
Laugh.
Bye.
Bye.
Freaking bye.